Commissioner Amparano?
Here.
Commissioner Hawk?
Here.
Commissioner Salgado?
Here.
Commissioner Price?
Here.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Here.
Thank you. With that, let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Price, can you lead us, please?
Right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you very much. Item four, public comments. This is an opportunity for the members of the public to address the commission on items that are not on the agenda, provided that the subject matter is within the commission's jurisdiction and that no action may be taken by the commission on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Do we have any public comments? Okay, seeing none, did we have any public comment via email, text, or any other mobile? Nothing electronic. All right, thank you very much. Seeing no public comments, we'll be moving on to item five, consent items for the January 23rd, 2025 meeting minutes. The commission will consider approval of the consent items. With that,
move approve consent.
I got a motion.
Second.
And three seconds. Please, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Amparano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
With that, thank you very much. Moving on, item six, commissioner announcements. We'll start to my left with Commissioner Llewellyn. Any announcements?
Hi, so you guys might recognize a fresh face. My name is Michael Llewellyn. I'm the mayor of Calipatria, and this is my first LAFCO meeting. So I just wanted to firstly thank my fellow mayors for giving me this opportunity to serve and welcome you all to this meeting. I know it's a little bit of an early morning, but it's a beautiful day, and I thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much for that. Moving on to Commissioner Price.
Thank you. Yes, this is my second meeting, first meeting as an alternate. I was present and here today to fill in for Chairman Escobar. Nothing else to report, but glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Salgado.
Nothing to report. I just want to welcome Commissioner Llewellyn and Commissioner Price today to the meeting.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Hawk.
Not much other than I'm excited to see some applications for growth in our valley. So happy to move forward with that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. And for me, once again, I'd like to echo the sentiment on the dais here. Welcome to our commissioners and definitely look to our growth within our county. So with that, Mr. Salcido, any?
I'll keep it real short, being that we're on a tight schedule and got two public hearings. Just want to let the commission know that on schedule for the March meeting will be first round of budget discussions for the 25-26 year. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Anything from staff? Thank you very much. Moving on to our public hearing. We'll start with item A, EC 1-22, the Weiler annexation. So with this, the commission will consider EC 122, Weiler annexation to the city of El Centro. So we're going to start with a presentation, and then we'll move on to our public hearing.
So, yes, Vice Chair, thank you for that. What I would like to do is I'll present a high-level summary of my 11 to 14-page EO reports on both of these projects separately as we go move through each public hearing. And then I will ask city of El Centro and any proponents here to speak on that. And then after we hear their comments, we can open the public hearing and take the public's comments. And then commissioner's action after that.
Thank
That's
you.
Okay.
That works for us.
Okay. I'll be just switching, or do you want me to do it? Make it work. Yep. Okay. First up, we have the Weiler annexation. The proposal includes an annexing approximately 320 acres into the city of El Centro. designated for future industrial development. The applicants are Carl E. and Patricia J. Weiler, trustees of the Weiler Family Trust. The location is situated at the southeast intersection of North Dogwood Road and East Via Road. The proposed zoning aligns with the city's general manufacturing designation supporting long-term industrial growth. Next, I think we have a map. Yep. A little hard. Can you make a full screen? We're on the bottom there where it's just, we don't see that. So one of those on the bottom will.
The one with the little stand.
The one with the little stand to the right.
Go on.
Keep going. Keep one going. More. One more. A couple more.
And one more. More. There.
There you go. Right. There you go. That way it's easy. As you can see, the project site highlighted on the location map, it has proximity to key transportation routes and existing infrastructure. It makes it an ideal candidate for industrial development. Any questions on the location in the map before we move on? No?
Mr. Walker, just to let you know, your mic is on.
And we're getting a little feedback.
Okay.
And go next slide. I can't get it on this one. It's not working. There we go. Okay, moving on to the project background. This annexation is designed to complement the city's general industrial plan. The site offers immediate access to water and sewer infrastructure and is close to the power generation plant of the IID and some other industrial zones to the, what would that be, south. Mitigated negative declaration has been prepared to address the potential environmental impacts such as air quality, noise, and traffic impacts. Next slide, please. Oops, that's making fancy stuff. The El Centro City Council has passed several key resolutions for this project, including annexation approval, adoption of the mitigated negative declaration, a zoning map amendment, and a pre-annexation agreement. Next, please. County approvals have also been secured. Some of the key actions include the approval of a master tax sharing agreement and property tax revenue determinations by the county auditor controller. Next slide. Okay, land use. According to the county general plan, the site is designated for urban use, supporting future industrial expansion. The land surrounding the site includes agricultural, industrial, and residential zones. And importantly, the annexation area lies within El Centro's sphere of influence. Next slide, please. Okay, CEQA and CKH compliance. The City of El Centro served as the lead agency for the CEQA process, and a final mitigated negative declaration was prepared. This project also complies with the CKH Act, which assesses factors like, again, population density, land use, and future growth potential. Next, please. Some key considerations under the CKH include population potential, availability of infrastructure and services, and site topography. The annexation supports cohesive urban development and avoids creating any unincorporated islands, promoting regional economic integration. Next slide. Excuse me. The site's industrial designation complements surrounding land uses while preserving agricultural integrity. The project also promotes environmental justice by ensuring equitable access to employment opportunities and aligning with regional transportation plans. And lastly, my EO recommendation, after the public hearing, would be to approve the annexation as presented, provided no significant objections are raised. And this also includes certifying the CEQA document, confirming compliance with LAFCO policies and the CKH Act. Next, please. Final annexation conditions require that the petitioner to approve necessary maps and documentation. The City of El Centro and Imperial County must also meet specified requirements, ensuring the annexation proceeds smoothly and fiscal impacts are properly managed. And with that, if there's not any questions, I'd like El Centro staff to come up and provide more details on that project, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Andrew Hernandez. I'm the Community Development Director for the City of El Centro. And just want to reiterate the city's support of this project. This this project was finally approved by the city in April 2023. The reason why it's now 2025 is we're still pending the approval of the service area plan, which was approved last at the last LAFCO meeting, and also the tax share and fiscal impact agreement with the County Imperial. So those are the pending items that were that delayed taking this item before you. As the executive officer mentioned, the proposed annexation aligns with the city's general plan, including the land use and transportation improvements. It calls for a lot of roadway improvements that are consistent with our mobility elements. And also it's, if you could see in the project site, it's adjacent to the city in two areas. So there's easily accessible to existing city infrastructure. The site has been identified a couple times for industrial development. The one hindrance it's had is it's kind of in limbo. It hasn't been annexed yet. And that's the type of certitude that people that that developers that once they want to actually start spending money on development plans, that's what they wanted to see. So with your approval today, this is one step closer to facilitate that. So I like what I heard about the beginning of the meeting, talking about economic growth, not just in El Centro, but the entire region. So I could answer any questions, and we also have other city staff to answer any questions. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you.
I do have one. Is the tax sharing, did you go over the tax sharing, what it is between the county?
The splits.
Yes. Is it a split, a 50-50 split?
I don't remember off the top of my head that I was sticking to.
For clarification purposes, and what I was talking here with Mr. Sosa,
yes,
Tito, is there is numerous documents that show different amounts. And so the first one where the county's asking for 42% is what it's generating now. And then there's a 60-40 split. And then finally, when it's developed, there's a 50-50 split is what it's going to. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just so that we understand how this is going to go. And once the property is developed, it will be an even 50-50 split. So just
if I could review the document right now
I can clarify. Yeah. So on the base year allocation, which is what it's at right now, is 60 to the county, 40 to the city of El Centro. Moving forward, any increment allocation, that means when it's developed, the extra
the growth increment.
Yeah, the assessed value would be 40% to the county and 60% to the city of El Centro. Does that help, Mr.?
Yeah, so is it going to be 50-50 or not?
No, 40.
It'll be.
So 50-50 for substantially,
once it's developed,
substantially developed areas is some. This one is going to go to the 60, the 40-60 split. Okay,
all right, I got it.
So this is what is approved through the resolutions through the city of El Centro. So on what we have here that are dated. So. Any other questions? I'm ready to open this.
Vice Chair, if you can open the public hearing for any public comments.
So at this time at 0844, I will open up the public hearing. So I would invite any members of the public to come forward if you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, or anything for the commission. Okay. Seeing no movement for a public hearing, I will close the public hearing at 0845. And move this to the commission for any questions, additional questions that they may have. Okay. So at this time, I will entertain a motion or anything else.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second. I got a motion by Mr. Hawk and a second by Mr. Llewellyn. A roll call vote, please.
Mr. Commissioner Operano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Thank you very much, and congratulations, and we look forward to the future annexation of this project and, you know, the build, so definitely. So with that, we'll move on to item B, EC-1-24, Willow Bend Subdivision Annexation. The commission will consider EC-1-24, Willow Bend Subdivision Annexation to the City of El Centro. And I will defer now to Mr. Saucedo.
Thank you, Vice Chair. We'll follow the similar process as the last public hearing. So we'll start off with, next slide, please, the project overview. The Willow Bend Subdivision Annexation, it's identified as Project EC-124, involves approximately about 37 acres in El Centro. The project's proponent is Marty Cohen of William Bend Homes, Willow Bend Homes, LLC. The proposal includes annexation to the City of El Centro. It adds 120 budget-friendly single-family homes and a 1.37-acre park with a bus stop. It's located at the southwest corner of Highway 86 and Countryside Drive. Next slide, please. Thank you. Looking at the background, originally this project was approved in 2007 for 131 lots. The project was delayed due to market conditions at the time. In 2022, a revised application reduced the lots to 120, updated the subdivision layout, and it included new roadway improvement conditions. Also, an important note is the EIR addendum confirmed there are no new environmental impacts with the new with the changes. Next, please. Go. Oh, there we go. Okay, here's the project location map. You can see it to the east, it butts up to State Highway 86 and the Countryside the subdivision there. To the west is 8th Street, and directly north is the rural residential area, followed by Dannenberg Drive. Okay, it's strategically placed to integrate with the existing neighborhoods there. Similar to the last project, City Council approval for key resolutions include the annexation approval, adoption of the EIR addendum, zoning map amendments, and updated conditions approval. Next slide, please. Same thing for the county side. Minute Order 26 and Resolution 2024-148 addresses the tax sharing and fiscal impact agreements. It's the same, it's a master tax agreement for El Centro, so the same figures would apply. In addition, the county auditor controller determined the property tax revenue projections. Moving on to land use and sphere of influence, the county's general plan designates this area, excuse me, as urban. It's earmarked for future residential expansion. Surrounding lands uses include residential neighborhoods to the east, ag land to the west and south, and to the north is rural residential. The annexation falls within El Centro's sphere of influence, like the last project, meaning it's positioned for logical city expansion. Moving on to CEQA and state law compliance, CEQA documentation was completed with the City of El Centro as the lead agency. The final EIR and its addendum meet all required standards. Both were included in the backup material. And again, additional state law compliance considered factors like population density, land use, topography, and under the CKH Act. Next slide, please. Thank you. First, population growth. El Centro's population is expected to rise from 44,000 to approximately 49,000 by 2045. The Willow Bend project contributes directly to meeting this growth by adding 120 single-family homes on a 37-acre site, expanding the city's residential capacity. Next, land and use infrastructure. The site transitions from agricultural land to low-density resident zoning, which is R1. It's conveniently located next to existing neighborhoods with essential infrastructure like water, sewer, and roadways already in place.
Lastly, we're going to consider the economic impact. Residential development will boost property tax revenues, supporting public services and infrastructure improvements throughout San Diego, El Central. we're not expanding that far, Commission, sorry.
That would be a long stretch of... Yeah.
Continuing community service needs. Of course, this development will increase demand for essential services like law enforcement, fire protection, water and sewer, and parks. As mentioned earlier, a 1.37-acre park is included in the project, offering residents accessible green space. I believe El Centro is well positioned to handle this growth, and the city can expand municipal services without adversely affecting existing ratepayers, which is key to any sustainable development. The project will enhance infrastructure and road connectivity, benefiting not just Willow Bend, but also surrounding communities. This aligns with regional housing needs and supports urban growth strategies. The subdivision strengthens community ties by providing new housing opportunities and boosting local employment through construction and related industries. Next slide, please. Finally, environmental and agricultural impacts were carefully considered. While the project will convert 37 acres of ag land, mitigation measures like stormwater drainage and vegetation buffers minimize negative impacts. Again, economically, the transition boosts land value and tax revenue, benefiting both the city and county. Next slide. As the last project presented, my recommendation is for the commission to approve the annexation as presented once the public hearing has closed, provided there are no significant objections raised, and it also includes certifying the CEQA documents and confirming compliance with LAFCO policies and the CKH Act. Next slide. And again, the petitioner must provide a Mylar annexation map signed by a licensed surveyor along with PDF copies and the applicable fees. El Centro must submit boundary maps and legal descriptions within 90 days and agrees to the terms of LAFCO's approval. And Imperial County also plays a role by approving the annexation map. And lastly, and moreover, the city must notify LAFCO of any changes, proposed zoning changes, within 24 months and avoid redevelopment programs that would affect the fiscal agreements. And that is my last slide, I believe. If there's no questions, Angel, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. So like the same, like the last presentation, the city is in full support of this application. As I mentioned, this was first analyzed and approved by the city in 2007. Since then, there's been revisions to the project, as the executive officer has mentioned. One key point that was in your staff report I want to reiterate is a lot of those conditions were created in 2007, 2006. At that time, there was a lot of planned growth that over time didn't materialize, so that those effects didn't materialize as well in the roadway network and things like that. Additionally, a lot of those additions regarding roadway improvements, they were improved since then. It's been about 18 years since that's happened. And also those conditions too were not actually improvements, but fair shares to the city so they could chip in and pay for those improvements at a later time. They weren't direct impacts, so to say. A new traffic study was done that replaced the old 2007 traffic study, and the fiscal improvements that were originally conditioned for the original project 2007, they were determined not to be needed. And something I want to reiterate is all those conditions too weren't required as part of the original traffic study. It was just as a matter of the city council at that time implementing those requirements such as a traffic signal. So beyond the 120 homes, we see this development as basically allowing a pathway forward to further development. The development also includes some extension of local railway networks to facilitate development to the west of the site, also the extension of water sewer service to facilitate future development. And I was mentioning in the beginning of the presentation, the city has I believe done really well on meeting the housing needs of lower income housing, apartments, things like that. Also for larger lots in the Lotus Ranch area. So this is a segment that the city staff and the city council has been very keen on expanding this middle income segment. So this is what the goal that the developer has, and it's the similar goal that's aligns with city priorities at this time. So thank you, and I'm available for any questions.
The proponent, Mr. Cohen's here too, if there are any questions.
Absolutely. Do you have any questions?
Good morning. Marty Cohen here to answer any questions for you. We've been working the last couple of years with city staff, and we've come up with a viable project that we feel the city of El Central needs, as well as them. And just looking forward to bringing new housing development into the city of El Central. And we also are working on projects in the county around Sunbeam Lake and also in the city of Imperial. So we're excited to be part of El Centro and look forward to growing and bringing housing to Imperial County that's well needed, and help all the cities and counties meet their housing element demands from the state of California.
Thank you. Any questions at this point? Okay. With that,
I have a question. First of all, Marty, did you read every page of this?
I did the best I could. There's a lot to it, but we've been working on it for a long time.
Okay. So I have just one comment. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me open this up.
Okay.
Well, he can go with the comments.
Go now, or you want to go during?
No, I can wait for public comment.
Well, I was going to open it up for as a public hearing.
Okay.
So at this moment, at 0857, I will open the public hearing for EC1-24 Willabend Subdivision Annexation. So I know Mr. Hawk does have a comment.
No, I would defer to the public if they have questions.
So at this point, we are open for public hearing. If there's anybody that'd like to come forward and speak on this matter.
Come up to the mic, please.
Public comments, if you'd like anything, up to the microphone, please.
Right there.
Up here, please.
Yeah, annexation with the wider annexations that we're talking about.
Which one?
With wider?
No, that one's already done.
Okay. Well, may I say something about it?
This annexation right now, this public comment is only for EC1-24 Willabend subdivision.
Willabend. Oh, well, I think it's related, no?
They are totally different projects.
Okay. Well, if I can comment on it, my name's David De La Garza. Hi, Mr. Hawk. I think we know each other. I've been living for 36 years at Villa Lane, 2100 block of Villa Lane, Villa Road. And what the only comment we wanted to make, I have some of the residents here, if, you know, we don't want to be an island, quote unquote, you know, hopefully the city takes it over. We are interested in city sewer and water. You know, I don't know if we're scheduled for that, but we are very interested in that. And I just wanted it to be known, you know, and we do appreciate the, you know, that you sent us information on both of these, you know, because I am familiar with what I read, you know, but basically that's the only comment I had. And I believe we're under Mr. Hawk's district line, right?
I can address that.
Sure.
The act, the legislation that governs the commission is called the Cortese Knox-Hertzberg Act of 2000, Reorganization Act, and it prohibits creation of islands. So,
good.
So when it comes to that opportunity, that will be addressed. If the next project comes in that area and it starts to create an island, the city of El Centro and LAFCO will have to address that directly.
Okay, well, that answers that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments for EC1-24 Willabend Subdivision Annexation? Okay, I will defer to the commission. Mr. Llewellyn?
I did have one question. Based on the act that governs LAFCO, I am aware, this is on topic, but sort of off it as well. When it comes to islands for municipalities, I know the city of Imperial has one, the city of Calipatria has one, or we have two. So Majority of the times, I'm assuming these islands were integrated into the communities before 2000?
That's, I'm not aware of an island in Imperial.
I'm not aware.
So I'd have to look into that. When I looked at the map, I didn't see any islands. So maybe it was an older map document you were looking at. So I can definitely look into that. But in general, if there is an island, then more than likely it was done before 2000. Because moving forward, we wouldn't have, the commission wouldn't have allowed it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You can just, good morning. State your name and address for the.
Raul Sasueta. I live at Via Lane. Okay, my concern is, they're going to annex the fields between Dogwood and Cooley, south of Via Road. And we already have one problem. The mall created they put their sewer line, their sewer force main, and they have a lift station on the south side of Via Road. And when we moved out there, man, we were so in love with our neighborhood because it did not stink. Now it smells. In the afternoon, it smells like if you're over here by Walmart, it's really bad. We have outings. We got to shut it down because the smell comes up. I'm just worried it's going to get worse. I don't know if the city can address that. I don't know if that's the county's sewer lift station. I think it's the city of El Centro. I see city trucks over there, but it does smell. It's horrible. David can attest to that it does smell. I'm surprised nobody else is here from our neighbors complaining about that. But right now, I guess it's the opportunity for me to say something about that. And if those fields are going to be annexed to the city and it's going to become industrial or whatnot, I mean, we're right at the edge and we're getting pushed and pushed, and who knows what it's going to smell like after all those sewers start coming in to that sewer lift station. I'm sure you're going to incorporate it into that. And I was just hoping we could get something out of it, like a sewer line for us, because we have leach lines, a water line, and the gas company can drop in a gas line at no big deal. But we're just out there just sucking it up is really what's happening, and nothing's being done. I hope you guys hear me. And
if I may comment, yes, respond, sir. We appreciate those comments. Throughout the process, the first step is for the city to hold public hearings, and that would be the time to address that with the city. But that was held, I'm not sure of the dates. It should have received notification. But regardless of that, reach out to the city. If that is their lift station, have your complaints addressed, and they'll look into it for you.
All right, it's bad. It's not nice. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have any other public comments for item EC-1-24 for Willow Bend subdivision?
I just want to make it clear to the commission, we'll be speaking with the resident of Via Lane to address that.
Any other comments from the commission, Ms. Price?
I do have, I have a few questions, just some concerns and comments I wanted to share. I want to thank Mr. Coyne for developing homes here in Imperial County. It's a definite need. And I did pay attention to the meeting that took place at the City of El Centro for this project. And so I want to make sure that we're aware of those traffic concerns that are out there on Highway 86. If anybody knows more about those challenges, I can definitely relate to, what you all are going through, part of my daily work. And so I just want to make sure that the city is addressing those needs as the development grows. And I was also kind of curious if there was any plans or why the city wouldn't consider annexation of the property west, if there is a future, a plan to develop the property to the west. It would be connecting. There was talk about the thoroughfare being continued through there as well eventually. And then I did notice in the presentation that the IID got out of undergrounding their canal again. And these are challenges that are, regularly faced in our communities. I think hopefully you guys, as elected officials can start addressing those. I think, it's important for our communities to have those facilities underground for safety, and they just continue to be blight if they're not undergrounded, and cities have to address them later on in different areas as development takes place. And so I just wanted to bring those comments to the forefront as a part of this approval. I don't have any problem with the project. I think it's a great project. I just think we need to get a little more consistent and smart with how we're implementing these projects so that we're able to provide better service to our communities. That's kind of our goal here, and just want to make sure that I put that out there. And that those were my comments, basically, the traffic and the expansion to the west potential so that we're not having to come back for that. And then the facilities that won't be undergrounded and left to kind of present a problem in the future.
Where you're correct, there was very lengthy discussion at the city council meeting regarding the improvements on SRU6. So just to look at the map, the access to this project site would be through two entrances off of Highway 86. The northern entrance is it's called Willow Bend Drive. That'll be right in, right out. So that would be restricted, similar in the way how it is restricted on the east side of SR 86 for the existing development. The Countryside Drive, the extension of that would be basically the main entrance. That would be a at the minimum an all-way stop sign. We're currently discussing with Caltrans, and they're reviewing studies regarding whether it should be a traffic signal, or they're even considering a roundabout, but the more likely it's going to remain either an always stop sign or potentially a traffic signal. That is Caltrans right away. Regarding whether to annex the area to the west, so that's the application. The city did submit have an application for a tenant subdivision map and also a specific plan. It's just not at that point yet that we could start presenting that. We have talked with the applicant too to start discussions with AFCO to address the annexation requirements. And as of this day, they haven't responded. They haven't submitted any applications, but the staff has reiterated that. Regarding the drainage facilities, I understand the concern. We're kind of looking at past practices, how all those drainage facilities have remained open, and they they are used for recreational opportunities for walking and such. And a big factor, and just to be honest with you, is just the overall cost of that, mm-hmm. and how that would be a basically a barrier to development to do that, to underground mm-hmm. Those roadways. Some things that we did change with this design is there aren't any homes along the drainage ditch. There would be a street between the homes and the drainage, and also a retention basin between the drainage facilities and homes. So there shouldn't be any easy access to the project site. I think that answers
most of
the questions.
Can you speak to whether or not the that portion of State Route 86 is a part of the city's relinquishment discussions?
Yeah. Good morning, commissioners. Abraham Campos, Public Works Director, City Engineer here at the City of El Centro. We're discussing this project. It's been a great project in the books for a long time for us. Regarding traffic and the relinquishment, yes, it is part of the discussion with Caltrans on the relinquishment. It is the intent that at some point in time, that road will become part of the City of Central, similar to where it is in the City of Imperial at this point. That process is still ongoing with Caltrans. And once we have that in place, yes, it will become under the jurisdiction of the City of Central. At this point, it is not. As such, we have to proceed with this project, going through the standard Caltrans encroachment permit process and all of the review and approvals as traditionally done.
So that portion is a part of the planned relinquishment for now.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's part of State Route 86 planned relinquishment.
What's the limits there on that?
It's all of State Route 86, going through all of the jurisdictions, starting at 111 by east of Heber, 86, and taking it all over to Raleigh, basically. Yeah. So the whole wraparound. Regarding drainage, just to reiterate, as Angel said, ID does not have an undergrounding policy. It's been the cities who have been requesting that. And it changes from time to time, right? Because either there is the perceived safety component. We're addressing that, as Angel mentioned, by providing that buffer, providing an adjacent street, providing a retention basin as a buffer between the drain and the homes. Other folks do like them. For other, it's not a known or recognized trail or anything like that, but folks use it for recreation. It's open space in a way. And it does provide for some fauna as well, just this open space. So there's some benefits to it as well. And so we're trying to explore at this current and council on exploring that option where it's part of a bigger picture where it's not a trail, but perhaps it's next to a basin or recreation facility. And with the drain being open, adding to that open space vibe.
Thank you.
Well, while we have the map up, potential for the field to the west as a future project with El Centro, point out to Commissioner Llewellyn's comments about islands. If and when this comes to the commission, one of the big discussions are going to be that rural residential area to the north, and there's about four lots to the west that butt up that would create potential islands. So that's going to be a heavy lift when that comes. So
thank you. Mr. Hawk, any questions?
Well, I just have a comment. I too am excited about the project at Willow Bend. I just want to remind maybe future residents of the right to farm ordinance. So future home buyers need to be aware that you're in an agricultural area, and from time to time they would be there may be subject to slight discomfort or inconveniences associated with noise, odors, light, fumes, dust, smoke, things like that. So as long as they know they're next to a farm community, which they do, and they need to know that they're going to occasionally have issues with the farming practices of the area. But most of the farmers that I know on a windy day would probably not disc. Obviously, burning is an issue that APCD takes care of. But, you know, if there is a mitigation factor, the farmers usually would not try to irritate a community. But the community needs to understand that we have a right to farm ordinance in our county. So.
Thank you. As for me, my only comment that I have on this is just like Commissioner Salgado, is the canal, the undergrounding of the canal drain or any waterway like that. I understand that past practices says that it doesn't happen, but we know that in other projects, IID has turned around and undergrounded canals for housing projects. So it is possible to do. Using the factor of funding is not an excuse that we can't underground it because it's not possible because of funding. I'll look at City of Brawley. City of Brawley got a canal underground for a housing project. Cambria got a drain underground for a commercial project. So there is ways to underground these canals, drains for future projects. I'm not saying for this one in particular, but I know that as a community, we definitely need to look into that for safety of our residents. Creating barriers for residents or people not to access those drains, or those banks and all that also doesn't work, because I have one where they actually knocked down an 8-foot cinder block wall. They knocked it down, and it wasn't kids, it was adults knocked it down because they didn't want to go around and gain the access to the canal bank. So it doesn't matter what measures we put into it, things are going to happen. And trust me, I understand where this is going. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen here, but it's just, want to make sure that we know this, that all measures have been tried. I know Mr. Salgado is familiar with some of these that I'm talking about. And so I just wanted to make sure we bring that into this comment here. On the light side of this, I think it's a great project coming in for the city of El Centro. Definitely more housing needed on that south side to where we can start connecting to the other cities, bringing our city growth in to our communities, making sure people that want to move here and give them the opportunity to have affordable housing where they can afford it. You know, I know we were trying to present in San Diego, but you know, we can afford here, you know, keep our residents here, keep our families here, keep them close. And so to me, that's my take on this. So thank you very much for the project. And with that,
any more public comments
on this, on EC1-24 Willow Bend subdivision? This is for Willow Bend.
Yeah, those times are approximate depending on how the schedule goes, but
It just depends on schedule. If you come up, state your name and address for the record, please.
Okay, my name is Carrie Brown, 248 West Horn Road. So the question is, how is this going to affect? There's probably 50 plus homes on Horn Road. And this was tried about in 2010. And they wanted us to annex. And I'm pretty sure I can speak for almost everybody on Horn Road. We do not want to annex. If we got to get a petition signed or whatever we have to do, we just don't want to be part of the city.
This is not annexing you.
Okay, so if it's annexing the Willow Bend, correct?
That own section only.
Okay, and then the section just to the west of that, somebody wants to build homes there also. That would create an island, correct?
Then it would, yes.
Okay, so where does that leave us?
Right.
Can we be rural residential as an island?
I think that would be addressed if LAFCO receives a application for that that project to the west. Right now, there's nothing for us to consider on that. But to your point, yes, without doing anything, it would create an island there.
Okay.
So
back 15 years or whatever it was ago, in order to do that project right there alone, we were asked to annex to the city.
Which one?
The Willow Bend. Only that project site itself. So it wasn't Marty. No offense, Marty. It wasn't Marty. It was another developer. And they came and asked us to annex to the
city. That's not happening this time.
Okay.
It's not part of the conditions. It's not part of any of the negotiations that the city had with the new owner of the property and with the residents. So that's not in the works right now at all.
Other question. Can the city force us to annex?
That would have to go through the city.
Okay. So this is just to annex the Willow Bend. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're completely against it. We don't want the neighbors. We're perfectly happy where we're at. So and there's supposed to be several other people coming in. I don't know if they want to speak.
Did you receive notice of the initial meeting that the city held the project approval?
Did not. Or I would have been here. You want me to see if there's anybody else outside who want to come in and speak about it?
Absolutely.
Sure.
They said 9:30.
Okay, so apparently everybody assumed it was going to be at 9:30. That's why they are not here. So I'm pretty sure everybody that was going to be here, I've spoken to them, and they're all on agreement with me. And pretty much every house on that road is in agreement.
So if you understand that it's not going to be annexed, then...
I do understand that, but what happens if the next parcel goes?
At this point, our focus is just the project site, and we can't foresee what's going to happen in the future.
All right. Well, like I said, we're against that annex.
Thank you.
What do we need to do about that? Is there anything we could do? We
need to take that to the city.
The city.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay. Seeing none.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we...
Hold on.
Okay.
Seeing none, I'll close our public hearing at 0919. And I will now entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve the Willow Bend project.
A motion?
I'll make a motion.
Got a second? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Operano?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawk?
Yes.
Commissioner Salgado?
Yes.
Commissioner Price?
Yes.
Commissioner Llewellyn?
Yes.
Okay. Annexation passes. Congratulations. Thank you very much. At this point, item 9 is our adjournment at 0920. I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.